This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense. The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Dave and Brian, starring in an episode of Mr. District Attorney. This is very late in the run. This particular episode originally broadcast July 26, 1953. No, it's not about a zombie. This is the case of the living dead man.
Mr. District Attorney, starring David Brian. Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens. Itself is capable of sudden and unexpected violence that can lead to terror and death. This case started as part of a natural calamity. A gasoline truck skidded on a wet street, hitting a power pole near the city gasworks. Sparks exploded the truck and, like a chain reaction, the storage tanks. In a matter of seconds, the entire section was rocked with explosions as flames swept a quarter-mile area of warehouses and tenements. 72 hours later, the combined fire departments of several cities were still struggling to get the flames under control. The death toll and damages were appalling.
Look, just look at that smoke.
Did you get the late edition of the paper?
Yeah, 300 dead so far, more than 100 still missing. Lots of bodies unidentified.
What are the names of that? The list of dead.
Right there on page one. Only about 20 identified so far.
Ralph's name, what is it?
No. He's probably all right. A working square like him would be all right.
But he had a job washing dishes in that diner right by the gas tent. The explosion started.
Stop blubbering. You want to draw attention to me?
My brother, I've got to worry about him too, don't I? He's frozen dead.
Yeah, he probably is. Your brother Ralph is probably one of the unidentified dead. You'll have to go to the emergency headquarters. The police are set up in the high school, Bill. If Ralph is dead, you'll have to identify him. If he is there, in with the ones they don't know, there's nothing you can do to help him. But you can help me, Bill.
What do you mean?
If you find him there, baby, what harm can it do if you identify the body but tell the police it's me? Don't you see, baby, it's a chance for me to get in the clear. They'll stop looking for me if they think I'm dead. Now, look, I'll leave town right now, see? I'll let you know where to meet me. Maybe at that resort place we passed near Lake Bluewater. We'll be free, baby. You and me, free from there on.
But Ben, how? What do we do for money?
There's a safe in Landstone I've been itching to get at for a long time. One last safe job, baby, and enough to see us through. From then on, we'll be riding the gravy train. Nobody ever arrests a dead man. Now, get going.
All right, Ben.
Good girl. Go on.
You're sure your husband isn't at any of the other places where bodies are being held? City morgue.
No. the identified ones are there. Are you a teacher at the school here, or a detective, or what?
No, ma'am. My name is Garrett. I'm the district attorney. Keep your hopes up, but don't hope too much for a while.
I'll be all right, thanks.
These are pretty bad cases.
I understand.
This one seem familiar in any way?
No.
This one?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Are you sure?
That ring on his finger.
I know it isn't easy, but try to get a grip.
I'm all right now.
You better give me his name for the identification tag.
His name is Vance. My husband's Vance Young.
Vance Young?
Yes.
I'm afraid I'll have to ask you a few more questions, Mrs. Young. Would you mind stepping over here into the alcove? I know this is most unpleasant for you at a time like this, Mrs. Young. It's unpleasant for me, too, but I have to ask you. It may be just a similarity of names. Did your husband have a criminal record?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Did you know he was wanted in several states for burglary, safe-cracking?
Does that matter? No, he's dead, isn't he?
Yes. I'm sorry I had to do this, Mrs. Young. You will find several men at desks outside that door at the back of the gym. They'll help you with the funeral arrangements.
All right.
That's Young.
Excuse me, please. Oh, hello, Chief.
No. Hello, Harrington.
The mayor and the head of the disaster committee want to see you.
Where are they?
Riverside Garage. They're conveying it into a temporary emergency hospital. Regular hospital's overflowing. You'll be ready for a hospital yourself soon. You look tired.
I'm all right. I'll be glad when this is over, though. I hope we never see anything like it again.
Yeah. This identification job is the worst of it.
I hope we're five today. You stand there with somebody, watch their lives fall apart because of a freak accident.
That woman I just saw you with, did she find somebody?
Yes, her husband. Harrington, the man she identified was Vance Young.
Vance Young? The safecracker?
Yes.
Was he hiding out in the tenement district?
No, she said he had gone to visit a friend at a diner near the gasworks just about a half hour before the explosion. Well, I guess the explosion closed our files on him for good. Well, when you check back to the office tonight, have Miss Miller put out a bulletin to all law enforcement agencies. Take Vance Young off the wanted list. There's no point in looking for a dead man. Sorry, fellas. That's all the breadcrumbs for today. See you for lunch tomorrow.
I thought I'd find you up here on the roof.
Oh, hello, Miss Miller. I was just feeding pigeons.
The elevator boy told me. Harrington called from the basement garage. He wanted to speak to you. He's on his way up.
Oh, there he is now. Hello, Harrington.
Hi, Chief.
You busy?
No. What's the matter?
Well, I had a stop in at the county sheriff's office a few minutes ago. While I was there, his deputy called in from Landstone. Something he thought we might look into.
What?
A safe at the Landstone Mercantile Company was burglarized last night. A payroll job. Watson was knocked out, but he's been treated, and he's okay now if you want to go out there and question him.
Oh, we better go right away. I'll ring.
What was it, Harrington? A safe cracking?
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least there's one safe specialist we can eliminate right from scratch on this one.
Who?
Vance Young.
Oh, yes. I'd almost forgotten about him. Dead men don't rob safes, do they?
Here's the elevator now.
Basement garage, Joe.
This is to the layout, Chief, according to the deputy's report, these back rooms are used for storage. He came in through the back, went through that door over there to the general office. That's where the safe is. You want to see it?
Yes.
There it is. Out over there beside the filing cabinets in the corner.
Yeah, look, this Hercules, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, new model, too. Steel and wrought iron plates and more alarm wires and a police switchboard.
Yes, but a good safe cracker could divert the alarm circuit without tripping it. Then the box is a cinch because he's got the wire holes to start working on. Take a look.
All right. Back plate is blown clear off. Doesn't even look like he used a drill.
No, small nitro charges in the wire holes, and it was as good as having the combination. I'll give you a yell for the watch, will you?
Yeah, sure. Hey, you from the sheriff's office. Yeah, you. Send that watchman in here, will you?
Oh, here's where the circuit was jumped, Harrington. Neat hookup.
Mm-hmm.
Lab crew take a complete set of photos?
They always do. Oh, here comes the watchman.
You fellas want to see me and the watchman?
Yes, what's your name?
Edwin Winkler. Everybody calls me Winky.
I understand you were knocked out. How's your head?
Well, aspirin ain't going to help it any, I tell you. I think you're going to get that fellow that did it?
We'll be able to answer that better when all the fingerprints are checked.
Fingerprints? He didn't leave none, I tell you. He's wearing gloves, I saw him.
Looks like our best bet is going to be an M.O. check, Harrington.
Yeah.
M.O. check? What's that?
Modus operandi. All people have definite work habits. Even criminals, they repeat the same procedure on each job they do. It forms a pattern.
Yeah, we've got a pattern here, all right, Chief.
Well, I can think of three men suited by that M.O. Three safecrackers whose work we've seen before.
Yeah. Let's see. There's Bert Larkin, but he's still doing time in Folsom for a job he pulled on the coast.
Yes, and the other two are Jack Fontaine and Vance Young.
Yeah, but Young is dead. That just leaves us Fontaine.
You mean you know who did it with nothing to tell you?
An M.O. can be almost as good as fingerprints or a signature.
Well, I'll be dinged. Maybe that fellow will pay for slugging me after all, and for hurt my arm when he grabbed me in the alley, I think.
You said he grabbed you?
Why, yeah, he whipped my arm up behind me, then jabbed a thumb up behind me, and hurt like crazy.
I got it, a judo trick, Chief. That still fits Fontaine.
It fits Vance Young, too. When did the burglar slug you, Winky?
After he made me open the back door and let him in.
Sneaked up on you before you could draw your gun, huh?
Sneaked nothing. That's why I didn't suspicion him at first. He come walking up the alley whistling like somebody taking a shortcut through. I didn't see the mask he was wearing until I lit a match. He asked for a light, see? Then he grabbed me. He got me in here and then beat on me and kicked me.
That doesn't sound like Fontaine, Chief.
It wasn't Fontaine. He always wears sneakers, comes up on a watchman from behind without a sound. That trick of asking for a match is Vance Young's. Gets the watchman's hands high and away from his gun.
But Chief, Vance Young is
dead. Maybe yes, maybe no. But I know one thing. We're going to find out.
July 26, 1953, Mr. District Attorney on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help, and prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Mr. District Attorney had a 13-year run on radio, 12 of it between NBC and ABC, the final season in syndication. Now more of Mr. District Attorney, the case of a living dead man, July 26, 1953.
Attorney. Explosions and fire in a natural disaster had destroyed a section of the city, killing more than 300 people. One of the dead had been identified by his wife, who admitted him to be a notorious safecracker wanted by the police. But now, suddenly, we were faced with a crime having all the earmarks of being committed by the man we thought to be dead. I went back to the office and started to check through the records.
Here's the information you wanted on Young's wife, Mr. Garrett.
Oh, thanks.
She gave her name as Lillian Young when she arranged burial with the disaster committee.
Did she give an address?
Yes, 1310 Morton Avenue. There's something the police made a notation on, though.
What?
That ring she said she identified the body by?
Yes.
Well, the undertaker turned it into the property claims division, but she's never showed up to claim it.
No, I don't understand it. I swear to you, Miss Miller, that woman was not putting on an act. She was hurt. Very deeply hurt, and she made that identification. Come in.
Hi, Chief.
What'd you find, Harrington?
Well, I checked on the tag number on the body. Young's body, or whoever it was. Fire department code showed that it was found in the vicinity of that diner by the Guestwicks, all right. That's where the wishbones came from, the heart of that first explosion.
All right, here's what we do. Mrs. Young didn't claim the ring she used in identification. Get it from the property section. I'll give you an order.
Yeah.
Lots of workers who escaped the blast, truckers and people like that, might have eaten at that diner. See if any one of them can remember seeing that ring before. See if they can tell you who owned it.
Right.
Meanwhile, Miss Miller, I want you to check the Hall of Records. Find out when and where Young and that woman were married. I want her maiden name, where she came from, everything we can get on her.
Yes, sir.
Where will you be, Chief, when I get finished?
I'm going to try the home address Mrs. Young gave. You can follow me out there if you get anything.
Now, this was the room, mister. If there was anything they did, I didn't know about it. My wife and I run a respectable place here, and
I'm sure you do, Mr. Johnson. I just want to look around.
Well, as I said, they didn't leave a thing. They only lived here 5-6 weeks or so.
You get to know the husband very well?
To tell the truth, I hardly ever saw him. Come to think of it, I haven't seen him in more than a week since the big fire. He went out one night while that was going on and never did come back.
But you say his wife left only yesterday?
Yeah, right after the morning mail come. She gave him the keys to the room and packed up and left.
After the mail? You know if she got a letter from anybody?
Yeah, but I didn't see who from or where from. She waited for the postman most every morning. I got a house to take care of. Maybe Charlie can tell you where she went.
Charlie?
Yeah, a cab driver has the hack stand right up in the corner. She called him when she got packed. So there's Charlie's cab now. You can see through the window. He just pulled up.
Thanks. I'll talk to him.
Yeah, so long.
So long.
Yes, sir, right through.
What makes you think I want a cab?
The way I seen you coming to me, I can spot a fair mile off where to.
Well, that's up to you, here or the police station.
Oh, cop, eh? What'd I do, forget to answer the ticket?
I'll ask the questions. Did you pick up a fare yesterday at 1310, the rooming house up the street?
Yesterday? Now, let me see.
Think faster. The landlord said you did. A woman named Lillian Young.
Okay, so I picked her up. So what?
Where'd you take her?
Bus depot.
You know which bus she took?
No, I don't. But whatever it was, it left 11:05.
You're sure of that?
I ought to be sure. Almost got a ticket for speeding to get to it. We'd had plenty of time if she'd made me come dashing back here the first time after we was almost halfway to the depot.
Dashing back where? Back to the rooming house?
No, back to the laundry. The laundry up the street there. I guess she had some stuff in there, although she didn't bring a bundle out with her.
Place up the street, huh?
That's right. Now hop in, I'll drive you.
Oh, thanks, but there's a friend of mine I can ride with. Hello, Harrington.
Come on, hop in. I was just heading for the rooming house when I spotted you talking to the cabbie. What's up?
Young's been missing since the fire. Mrs. Young checked out yesterday after getting the morning mail. Caught an 11:05 bus.
11:05. Yeah, that's a northbound, I think. Upstate in the mountain areas.
We can check it later. You got anything on the ring?
Oh, yeah. A guy who was off duty at the gasworks when they blew. He used to eat at that diner. Said the ring belonged to a counterman named Ralph Brenner. He must have been our dead man.
Mrs. Young must have known him to cry the way she did.
Oh, she knew him all right. Miss Miller checked on her. Her maiden name was Lillian Brenner. The guy in the diner was her brother.
And that's why she was so broken up.
And what's our move? The bus depot?
No, a laundry up the street.
What? Why?
Because that's the last place Lillian Young stopped before she left town.
We're 5 days behind on our regular work because of the fire. Funny thing, the only one who complained about the laundry being late was Mrs. Young. Maybe that was only because she had to leave town. She had taken the stuff with her, finished or not. It hadn't been in the tubs.
Well, what did she leave?
Oh, just shirts. Her husband's, I guess. Real good shirts, though. The kind you don't have to starch at all. And fancy colors. Oh, my old man wouldn't be found dead in some of them.
She says she'll be back to pick up the shirts?
No. She wanted them sent to her, COD. Said she needed the money she had on her for traveling. Shirts like that, you'd think her and her man was rolling in money, but...
We understand, but did she give you a forwarding address?
Yeah, I got it right here in this book. Here we are. See, she wrote down herself.
Let me see. General Delivery Chief, Lake Bluewater.
It's ready now. They're there on that there shelf up there. I'm going to wrap them and mail them out tonight.
We'll save you the trouble. Just wrap them and we'll deliver them for you. Young's Laundry isn't going to get there until we do.
July 26, 1953, Mr. District Attorney on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is pushing insurers to improve access to mental health care for Americans.
Mental health care is health care. It's essential to people's well-being.
and their ability to lead a full and productive life.
Biden announced a proposed rule today to strengthen requirements so health insurers cover behavioral health at the same level as physical health. UPS and Teamsters are avoiding a strike after reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract. A strike by UPS would have been the largest in U.S. history. Ratification of the new five-year deal could take about 3 weeks. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the Southwest for weeks now expanding toward the middle of the country. It's likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. High temperatures remain in the forecast in states like California, Nevada, Texas, and Florida. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of Mr. District Attorney, The Case of a Living Dead Man, July 26, 1953.
There's a road sign now, Chief. Blue water.
25 miles speed limit. Better slow down.
Yeah, not that there's any need to. That's mostly for summer. Season's over now. Regular residents turn in early.
Oh, just the same. It's the law.
Yeah.
Looks like you're right, though. Main Street's practically deserted.
Mm-hmm. Looks like everything's closed up for the night already, except for the movie and the drugstore. Hey, we better find the hotel and turn in.
No, I think we better drive out of town. Find a motel someplace on the highway.
Motels up here aren't much. Mostly cabins with kitchens along the shore of the lake when we get past town. No, here's the end of town now. I can let her out here a little.
I won't mind spending the night beside the lake. The air is crisp and fresh.
By midnight, it'll be crisp and frozen. Here's a lakeshore turnoff. I hope we find a place open.
We will. Some of the owners must stay on to do post-season repairs.
You know, Chief, it's a funny thing about Young's wife remembering his shades even when she was getting ready to run. I guess it's force of habit for a woman, huh?
Strong thing, habit. Young's safe-cracking habits tipped us that he was still alive. Now, maybe his wife's habits are going to make him wish he were dead again. I think... Stop the car, Hyman.
Huh? What is it? What's the matter?
I just saw something. Back up. About 50 feet.
What was it?
Just a flash of something through the trees. Back up. The headlights picked it up as we came past.
Little road goes down there, that's all. Wooden sign on that tree, Foster's Cabins. Oh, yeah. See the backs of the cabins down there? It's all dark, though.
I see something else, don't you? Put the bright lights on again.
Yeah. Wash hanging on a line behind one of the cabins.
Look at the two men's shirts on the end of the line.
Looks like a couple of rainbows even in this light.
Hey. That's the kind of color scheme Vance Young goes in for. The shirts we have in the laundry bundle are just like those. Better put out the lights. Don't slam the car door getting out. Let's walk down and have a look at those shirts.
Right. You know the laundry mark on the ones we picked up?
Yes, four numerals. 1310. Same as the address of the rooming house they lived in. Fine, now. Got your flashlight handy?
Yeah.
All right. Let's have the light. Shoot it as much as you can. Watch it inside the collar. There it is. 1310. Yeah.
Ben? Is that you?
Who are you? What do you want?
Come on, Harry.
Ben!
Hold on, Mrs. Young. I won't do you any good.
Grab her.
Ben, it's the police!
Where is he?
Down there, Harrington.
Oh, where?
The boat dock by the lake. I saw a shadow moving. Let her go. We'll pick her up later.
There he is, Chief.
Hurry. He's getting oars out of the boathouse.
Stay out of the rope, old man.
He's pushing off.
I'm going to jump through.
Look out, Harrington. The oar.
How brilliant are you coming?
Oh, not as easy as you think.
Look out.
Ladder over here, Harrington. I'll give you a hand.
Grab him. He's got to come, too.
I got him. Heave.
I told you I couldn't swim.
Well, where you're going, mister, it won't matter.
Man, look at it. That water's freezing cold. Don't you stand here, Whitty.
Well, he's no worse off than I am, lady.
No, he isn't, Harrington. As a matter of fact, he's much better off than you are.
What's that supposed to mean?
You'll see when we get back to our car. At least we have a nice dry shirt waiting for you.
Come on. Get moving.
Attorney David Bryan with a word about the program you have just heard.
Having been convicted three times previously for felonies, Vance Young, on this fourth conviction for burglary and assault, was sentenced to life imprisonment as an incorrigible criminal. His wife, Lillian Young, having no previous criminal record, was sentenced to 5 years in the woman's penitentiary for aiding a criminal, obstructing justice, and willfully giving false information to law enforcement authorities. Now, this is David Bryan inviting you to join us when we present our next case based on the facts of crime from the file of Mr. District Attorney.
Mr. District Attorney was originated by Philip H. Lord.
From the creator of Gangbusters and Counterspy, Mr. District Attorney, July 26, 1953, on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these were just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, another episode of the soap opera Claudia, as it was originally broadcast July 26, 1948.
And now, Claudia.
Last call for dinner. Last call for dinner. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready, too.
Remember, in my house, ready means hands washed, hair combed.
Hair is combed.
Hands is washed.
Table set. Lights on.
David, did you set the table?
That's your job. Get off my lap.
Since when?
Since you're back on your feet, little mother.
Did I hear something?
No. Where are the salts and peppers, Mama?
Oh-ho, table isn't set.
Oh-ho, it'll be set in a moment. Honestly, I can't depend on David for anything. Hardly.
Am I being maligned?
Oh, that's such a pretty word. Yes, you are being whatever it is. Here, David, if you can stand the weight, take out the salts and peppers.
Take them out to the ball game?
Yes, take them out to the dining room table. No funny business.
No funny business, she said.
Oh, how boring.
Chirp, chirp. Claudia, would you like a little salt?
I would love a little salt.
Before I didn't know, I married a magpie.
David, you're so silly tonight. Get out of my way, you two.
I thought you said dinner was ready, Mrs. Brown.
I know better than to have dinner ready when I say it's ready.
And what does that mean?
It won't be ready for another 15 minutes.
Oh!
That's the only sure way I have of having you and the table ready at the same time.
David, we have been hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked.
We'll have to get even with her.
Grandma, are you treating us with psychology?
For the same price. Now, shoo out of here.
Mama has a glint in her eye, darling. We'd better leave her to her boiling cauldron.
Mama, do you want to go back to your boiling cauldron?
I do.
Oh, can't we help?
Certainly you can.
How?
By staying out of the kitchen.
Say, Mama. Mama, what are we having for dinner?
Ham. Baked ham.
Baked ham?
Well, I'll have to go into the kitchen and supervise.
And I'll have to help you.
Now, what can I taste with my finger, Mama?
Your finger?
Oh, in what a household.
Somehow I don't think we're wanted in the kitchen, David.
I can't understand it, Claudia. She called us to come.
She
I heard
did
it.
Did that?
I heard
she did?
It.
Now she's changed her mind about it.
I feel like an orphan in a storm.
Oh, you would only get out into the storm.
Oh, she means business.
I'm certainly glad Mama didn't treat me like that when I was young. I would have gotten maladjusted.
Well, it's never too late, darling, if you set your mind to it.
No. You're safe on that score. Here, don't forget the salts and peppers.
All right, now let's work this out. You take the salt, Claudia.
Yes, it's awfully hard.
I will take the pepper.
We are Boyden down.
We are beasts of Boyden.
Come on, beast. We'll leave Mama alone.
Reluctantly, I go.
Why this should have happened to me, I never know.
There is the pepper.
And there is the salt. Oh, that was a hard job. Well, table set. Now what do we do?
Back into the kitchen.
Don't dare.
Then I'll read the evening paper.
Oh, no, there's not time for that. It's only 10 more minutes till dinner. I know.
What?
Let's talk.
No, not that.
Oh, yes, please. No. Something you can do.
Mama is an eavesdropper.
What a loud noise for an eave. And she just dropped it.
Mama, can we help you pick up the pieces of your eave?
Of my what?
Very slow, your mother.
Oh, born that way, she can't help
it. If you step across this threshold, I'll parboil you and sprinkle you with parsley.
Oh, you'd be so good.
Stay out of here. If you want to be helpful, David can fix the latch on the front door.
I don't believe it's broken, Mama. I think it's just a decoy.
Isn't dinner ever going to be ready?
What's the matter with the latch, Mama?
The door squeaks.
Uh-oh. On to the latch.
Oh, that latch, it never works. Oh, I hate to be a door. What a dull life. Open and closed. Open and closed.
But you ought to know how that is.
Ignore that. Squeaks all right.
Squeak now and then is nice. It has character.
Well, what about the latch? Is it broken?
Well.
What's the matter with it? I don't think you really know.
Of course I know. It's not working.
You are brilliant.
Nurse, get me the scalpel.
Yes, doctor.
And the forceps.
Yes, doctor.
And the retractor.
Yes, doctor.
Nurse.
Yes. Oh.
We are going to operate.
Operate? Will the latch live?
Who knows?
Mama, David wants the scalpel, the forceps, and the retractors.
David wants what?
The doctor is going to operate on the latch. Just pass me the instruments.
You two are worse than children.
We are?
Much worse. You're bigger.
Mama, give me the instrument box. It's on the shelf behind the...
I know where the toolbox is. I put it there. Here we are. Now get out of here.
Good thing I don't believe a word you say or I'd feel positively unwanted. How's the ham coming?
You don't stop nagging it, and it'll have a nervous breakdown.
I wouldn't have such a temperamental ham in my house. David, hear the instruments. David, where are you?
Here I am.
Well, where is here?
I'm out in the hall.
Well, that's a fine place to be. Come on in.
I can't get in.
Just open the door, Richard.
The door won't open, Richard.
You mean you're locked out?
Claudia, open the door.
Wait a minute. My hands are full of things. Now, David. Hey, take your hand off the doorknob. I can't turn it.
My hands aren't on the doorknob.
I don't believe you.
Look through the keyhole.
I am. Oh, what a great big eye you have, Grandma. Hello.
Open the door, little Red Riding Hood.
I said hello. My, you look funny with just one eye. What do you see of me?
I see a blinking eye. Claudia, open the door.
I can't. The knob is stuck. You're going to have to spend the rest of the night out in the hall.
I don't believe that the knob is stuck.
We'll have to feed you through the door hole.
If you don't let me in.
Tell me what to do, darling.
Do you have a screwdriver?
Let me see. Now, wait a minute. Yes, I have it.
See if you can wiggle it into the keyhole.
Get your eye out of the way. Now, let's see. Now what?
Now see if you can feel the little catch.
I don't feel anything.
Why? Why did I have to marry so unmechanical a woman?
Every time you start fixing something, it unfixes and we get in a pretty fix. Oh, I'm just killing me.
And me too.
I'm not going to spend all night out here.
You may have to. David, you know I don't think you're mechanical either.
Dinner's almost ready.
Hold everything, Mama. We've lost David.
Tell your mother to cook some spaghetti. We'll be able to manage that through the keyhole.
That's an idea. Mama.
Claudia.
Yeah?
Claudia, listen to me. You see that little button up on the lamp?
Wait a minute. Yes?
Maybe it's what's stuck.
Yes?
Now see if you can hammer it back into place. Then you might be able.
Yes, I get you now.
You don't have to knock the door down. It's easy.
I don't know my own strength. David, there it is. I got it.
Now turn the latch.
It's turning. Welcome home.
It has been a long and difficult journey.
It's good to see you back. Oh, you look exhausted. Welcome again. You said you'd give me something if I let you back into the house.
Yes, I did. Now turn around.
Oh, no, not that. No,
just wait till I get my hands on you.
Help, Mama, help. David's jealous. I'm a mechanical genius. I fixed the latch.
She fixed the latch. She practically broke down the door.
Is dinner almost ready yet?
Another 5 minutes.
5 minutes? I think I'll get locked out again.
I'll help you.
No, thanks.
Fun.
Now, Mama, is there anything else that you would want me to fix around the house while I'm waiting?
I wouldn't let you touch anything.
I want toast in my dinner.
You can't have it.
Why not?
Because the toaster doesn't work right.
I thought so. And what is the matter with the toaster?
Get that look out of your eye. David, you're not to touch it.
The little thingamajig jumps when you pull that jigger.
You don't say.
Yes.
Is that all that's wrong
with
it?
Never get these popovers done if you don't get out of here.
David, push down the jigger.
Give me a piece of bread. Let's see what's the matter with this.
What kind? Whole wheat, rye, white, red?
Give me a heel, any heel.
All right, here's a heel.
Now, down it goes.
Down it goes.
It's working fine.
Doesn't look as if there's anything the matter with it, does it?
No.
I think every toaster should be dropped on its head every so often.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Toaster threw the bread out.
Yes. It flew through the air with the greatest of ease.
It fell into the batter.
For batter or for worse.
The bread knows on which side it is battered.
David, it's swimming around.
To the rescue. Wait till I take off my coat.
David, don't you dare put your hand on it. Oh, David.
Ah, did you want it to drown, Mother?
Look at my kitchen.
Freckles with batter.
Now get out of here, both of you. Get.
Now, Mama, can't I even fix the toaster?
You can't fix anything. Is it fixer-upper, you're a flop.
Do you hear how your daughter talks to me, Mrs. Brown?
I hear. Now into the dining room, you two. I'm bringing out the ham.
At last. Oh, it seems to me dinner was ready 15 minutes ago. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Stunning.
Not bad, if I say so myself.
I'm starving. Quick, let's sit down.
Well, the family is finally gathered at the supper table.
Won't you sit down here, Mrs. Brown? There you are.
Yep.
Oh, it's nice being us, isn't it?
Smug.
I am smug. And proud of it.
I don't see why. You didn't have anything to do with the ham.
I'm smug about lots of other things. We have a house in the country. House in New York.
And now you're calling my apartment yours.
I am. Broken latch, squeaky door, nervous toaster. All ours.
And Mrs. Brown, we hope, we sincerely hope, that you will call our house your home too, Mom.
Thank you, David.
Oh,
I
yes.
do.
A house in the country and an apartment in New York. Mama, you, the baby. Some people might be fools enough to want more than this, but as far as I'm concerned, it's everything. Don't you ever let me forget it, David.
No chance of that, darling.
One moment you're so silly, and the next moment you're oh so serious.
That's me charm.
Your charm?
Seriously, though, everything is perfect, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
It certainly is.
Congratulations, Claudia.
Congratulations, Claudia.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, God.
These are good sandwich and salad days. Know what goes good with sandwiches and salads? You guessed it. Ice-cold Coca-Cola. A bottle that's beaded with frosty pearls. A bottle that helps you enjoy the pause that refreshes. Treat yourself, lady. You deserve it.
Make lunchtime refreshment time by including delicious Coke this very noontime.
Mr. King, have you had dinner yet?
Just on my way, Mrs. Brown.
Sure you won't drop in for a bit with us?
I'm sure I'd better get on home. Thank you anyway.
Not at all.
Mrs. Brown, before you leave, tell me, how's the baby?
Oh, Bobby, he's very fine.
Knock wood.
He's quite a presentable little rascal now.
Good, good, because tomorrow night he's going to be presented. Presented to Roger Killian.
Oh, my. Oh, I hope he behaves. The baby, I mean.
The baby, of course. Well, you'll see. You'll see. And by the way, be sure you're around because David and Roger get into a pretty good discussion about the baby's education. See you then, Mrs. Brown. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir.
Like I said, not like the soap operas we're used to now, just a kind, civil, and pleasant 15 minutes with Claudia and family. Here, this one was originally broadcast July 26, 1948. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Would you do me a favor and thank this radio station, support their advertisers? It is their kindness and courtesy that allow us to be with you each and every time we roll around here on your favorite radio station. Now, if you miss a day, you don't have to miss a single show. All of our shows are available through my webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, where you can stream our shows on demand. You can learn more about classic radio collecting. You can contact me as well. And you can buy me a coffee if you like what we do here. Yeah, you can do that. That's at classicradio.stream. Again, classicradio.stream. And you know, like I said, you can buy me a coffee. That'll go back into making our shows better than ever. Classicradio.stream. Thank you for tuning in. Tell all your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
5.